Okay, we'd like to welcome you. It's a cold day outside, it's warm inside. So you're good. All right. Let me just announce, before I forget, you know, as you get older, you tend to forget stuff. I'm 65. Thank you. I'm allowed to forget. So we need notes to remember. Okay, next week, next Sunday is February the 1st. Right? Beginning of the month. So we have lunch together. So I invite you all. You're all invited to join us. Come to the meeting. You know, and okay, we're going to eat out there. And you want to help cook something, cook a dish that you're able, bring it along. Right? That will help. If you want to help set up, clean up, that's another way to join in and contribute. All right. So that's next week. And also next week, this is the last message on Hosea, the book of Hosea. We're going through the minor prophets. We've been in Jonah, Amos, Hosea. Next one is Micah, M-I-C-A-H, Micah. If you want to start reading that, we're going to start with that one next Sunday. Okay, so my name is Nigel. If you're new here, we welcome you. You know, please come and introduce yourself. We'd like to meet you, say hello, get to know you. All right, so Hosea, we've been going through Hosea. I believe this is the fourth week we've been in Hosea. I get to give the grand finale, the conclusion of Hosea. I don't know how it works out like that. I got to give the conclusion to Amos. That was good. I get to give the conclusion to Hosea. Let's see what happened with Micah. It's not set up that way. It just worked out that way. All right. So we've been in Hosea. I hope you enjoyed it. Start reading Micah and we'll go forward. Okay. Our title today is God's Rescue Mission. God's Rescue Mission. That's good news. God has a mission. It's to rescue, to save, to help us. God has a rescue mission. Eventually that mission reaches you and me. How does that work? We'll see. Okay, let me begin in this way. The whole Bible, the most simple, basic way is to say Genesis. God created everything. God created the human race. The first man's called Adam. That simply meant man. God created the human race. And within a couple of chapters, man failed. The human race went away from God, failed God, disobeyed God, took their own path, and went downhill. Man is in trouble. That's Genesis, beginning. So, God sent his son. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to serve, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy our pardon. Okay. You know, so God created the human race. Man failed, so God sent his son Jesus, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, the human race, that he gave his one and only son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but would have eternal life. God sent Jesus to save us. That is the simplest, most basic outline. However, if you look at your Bible, it does not go from Genesis chapter 3 all the way to Matthew. That's not the next chapter. There's an awful lot of stuff between Genesis 3 and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right? A big chunk, right? So we need to see more. The story is a little bit more involved, and it involves Israel. Okay, a little bit more detailed story goes like this. God created mankind, the human race, mankind. But Adam, mankind fell, went away from God, Genesis chapter 3. So God began to work, and God began to work in Genesis chapter 12 by calling Abraham. God of glory appeared to Abraham, and God told Abraham, Abraham, I want to make you a blessing to all the nations. Through you and through your descendants, everybody should be blessed. Okay, so God called Abraham to undo what happened to Adam. Abraham is supposed to be the beginning of the solution to the problem of Adam. Adam brought in problems. Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, is supposed to be part of the solution. Abram, Isaac, Jacob. Jacob becomes Israel from a person, 12 sons, becomes a nation. That nation is supposed to be the solution to bring God, the knowledge of God, to all the nations to testify what kind of God they have. So Abraham and Israel are supposed to be the solution to mankind. It's supposed to undo what Adam did. It's supposed to turn things around. Abraham and Israel, the nation, are supposed to be God's rescue mission. However, that rescue mission failed. Right? So you have two problems. One is the human race failed in Adam. Number two, the people who were supposed to be the solution, instead of being the part of the solution, became part of the problem. The rescue mission failed. Sometimes things happen like that. And those of you who are alive, 35 years ago, so you got to be over 35. You're 45, it helps. Okay. The USA had a problem. Radical things happened in Iran. In Iran, took a number of U.S. embassy people hostage in Iran. There's recently a movie about that. Canada was involved. That's not my point, okay? My point is this. There were hostages in Iran who were in trouble. The U.S. sent a rescue mission. We have a couple of pictures. That's real. That was from that time. Here's Operation Eagle Claw. That was the rescue mission. U.S. President Jimmy Carter sent, the task force, Delta Force, to rescue the hostages in Iran. So the helicopters took off. They're heading for Tehran to rescue the hostages. That is U.S. rescue mission. However, partway to Iran, those helicopters, that mission landed. They had to land, and they landed in the desert. And as they took off, things didn't work out right, and planes collided with helicopters, and there was trouble, there was death, and we have some pictures. That's real. Okay, helicopters crashed and burned, and okay, now you got two problems. The U.S. had two problems. Number one, the original problem is still there. They're still in trouble. Number two, the rescue mission itself failed. You got to rescue the people who need rescued, and you got to rescue the failed rescue mission. Right? Double problem. Okay, so the U.S. rescued the rescue mission, right? So they went in and picked up, right? They got the people out who were supposed to rescue. It was a failed rescue attempt, okay? My point of telling you that, a little bit of history is, and that's why one big reason President Jimmy Carter didn't get reelected. That's history. That was big damage to U.S. prestige, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, that's history. Recent history. What's the point? It parallels the story in the Bible. God created mankind, Adam. Adam failed. Adam needs help. He needs to be rescued. He needs God to do something for him. And God promised to do something for them. The seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head. However, God, through the calling of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Israel, that is the rescue mission. The rescue mission failed. Instead of being part of the solution, they became part of the problem. Right? Okay, and you see that in Hosea. The point is, that's where, why is Hosea somewhat dark? Why does it have a bad parts to it? Answer is, it's about Israel, and Israel is the failed rescue mission. Okay, so God is going to do something for rescue, the rescue mission, and we have a great God. Our God is great. Yeah. Our God is mighty. Our God is strong. Yeah. Amen. We just sang about it. This is our God. Yeah. Right? Why is he great? Because he can be the solution for mankind, and he can also be the solution for Israel. He solves the problem of Adam, and he also solves the problem of Israel. He's the savior of mankind, and he's the savior of Israel, and he can be the savior of you and me. That's why he's great. Amen. All right. So that brings us to Hosea. All right. And in Hosea, you can see it. Hallelujah. Right. So let's look at Hosea briefly, and we can see it, especially in the first couple of chapters. And we pull in a little bit later. Okay. In Hosea, we see Israel's fallen condition. We have some verses here. The beginning, you know, there's a bad beginning. A bad beginning. Why? Because Israel failed. So the beginning of Hosea, it has a bad beginning, but there's a good part coming. Hold on. Okay. The bad beginning goes like this. When the Lord first spoke to Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, go take to yourself a wife of whoredom, harlotry, and have children of whoredom, for the land commits. The land, that include me, implies the people, Israel, commits great whoredom by forsaking the Lord. Israel has left the Lord. Israel has left God. So Hosea went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Now the names of the sons are significant. That's where we're going today. Okay. Gomer had three children. A boy, a girl, a boy. Okay. First one. She conceived and bore Hosea a son. And the Lord said to Hosea, call his name Jezreel. Call his name Jezreel. That's the name. Actually, we have a family here. They called their son, Gilbert and Myrna, called their son Jezreel. Actually, the meaning of the name itself is good. So you're all right. You don't need to change your name. However, it has bad associations in history, right? So that's the point. The Lord said, call his name Jezreel, for in just a little while I will punish. I will discipline the house of Jehu, that's Israel, for the blood of Jezreel. And I will put an end to the kingdom of Israel. And on that day, I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. Jezreel's a town. Jezreel's a valley. Jezreel's an area, right? Bad things are going to happen there, right? God will punish, discipline the house of Israel. God will terminate, destroy the kingdom of Israel. And God will break the bow, defeat. Israel will be defeated. Three bad things. Discipline. Destroy and defeat. Discipline, destroy, defeat. None of those are good. That's what's going to happen to Israel because they've gone away from God. Okay? First son, bad beginning, bad associations. Okay? Second, that's the boy. Second was a girl. Gomer conceived again and bore a daughter. And the Lord said to Hosea, call her name. No mercy. No mercy. Don't ever name your child no mercy. Mercy's good. Mercy, goodness, faith, grace, all those stuff is good. Don't call your daughter no mercy. That's what Hosea was told. Call her name no mercy. Why? For I, God, I will no more have mercy on Israel. I'm not going to have mercy on Israel to forgive them at all. Okay? First son, you know, defeat, destroy, discipline. Second, no mercy. I'm not going to have mercy. Third, right, boy, girl, boy. So here's the third, which is a boy. Then when she, Gomer, had weaned, no mercy, the girl, she conceived and bore a son, number three, child. And the Lord said, call his name, not my people. Not my people. That's his name. You know, have a name tag. What's your name? Not my people. You like that? Does that sound good? Hello, my name is not my people. That's the name the child had to go with. Right? Not my people. Why? Because God said, because you're not my people and I'm not your God. I disown you. I disown you. I deny you. That's serious. See, there's a bad beginning for Israel. That's a bad situation they're at. Okay, Israel is in trouble. God says, I'm going to defeat, destroy, right? I no mercy, disaffection, dissatisfied, not my people. I deny that you're my people. I disown you and I'm not your God. You're out, right? Okay, that's the beginning of Hosea. Okay, that's the bad beginning. You know, immediately Hosea goes to positive. It's like you got the first chapter, you got the last chapter, you don't have the middle. The beginning's bad, the ending is good. How do we get from the beginning to the end? But let's look at the end. That's not the end of the story, right? This story's not over. Let's look at the end, the good ending, ending of chapter 1. Okay, that's the situation. That's where we're at. That's not where we're going to end up, because God is going to come in. This is God's promise. Yet, God says, right after that, yet the number of the children of Israel will be like the sand of the sea. That was the promise to Abraham. That cannot be measured or numbered. And in the place where it was said, you are not my people. That's child number 3. It shall be said, children of the living God. Because there's going to be a change. Instead of not my people, you're going to be children of the Son, children of the living God. And the Israel and Judah will be gathered together and give them one head, and they shall go up from the land. Great shall be the day of Jezreel. Jezreel will be something good. Right? Say to your brothers, you are my people. You are my people, and say to your sisters, you have received mercy. This is the ending. This is where we're going. Praise the Lord. Right? God doesn't leave you with, you know, Jezreel, defeat, terminate discipline, destruction. God doesn't leave you, no mercy. God doesn't leave you, not my people. No, God is going to come in. God is going to change everything. Jezreel is going to be positive, right? You're going to have mercy, compassion, right? And you're going to be, right, my people. You'll be re-owned, reclaimed, however you want to say it. Re-owned, reclaimed, repossessed, right? Whatever, however you want to say it. Amen. All right. Right? So, it's, right, this is chapter 1. Then you say, okay, so you have the 3 names. I think we have a little slide of the names. Okay, this is in Hebrew, Aramaic. The first one's called Jezreel. Second one, Lo Ruhamah. Don't call your child that. No mercy. Lo Ami. Not my people. The Lo is the no, right? The no. Lo is the negative here. Lo, not, no mercy. Lo, not my people. Right? Those are the names, right? Okay. So we have the good ending. Okay. How do you get from the good, from the bad beginning, bad situation? How do you get to the end? How do you get to the good ending? How does God turn things around? How does God change the bad situation condition into the good? How does God restore? How does God reverse? Answer, Jesus. The answer is Jesus. Actually, in Hosea, you got to find Jesus. Where is he? He's in there. Okay. It's because God will come in. Before we go there, you know, chapter 2 says what will happen. God will come in because God has a relentless love. Let's go. I think they have those verses. Okay. Therefore, behold, you know, his wife is like, Israel's like an unfaithful wife. gone away. God says, therefore, behold, I will allure her. I will court her. I will romance her. I will bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. And there I will give her her vineyards. And I will make the valley of Achor a door of hope. And there she shall answer in the days of her in the days of her youth, at that time when she came out of Egypt. God is going to redo. Yes, they came out of Egypt with Moses. Yes, Israel had a good start. They failed. They goofed up. They messed up. God says, I'm going to do this again. We're going to have a redo. Right? I'm going to court her again. And I will make the valley of Achor a door of hope. You know, I just like to comment on the side. Valley of Achor is what? Valley of trouble. Valley of trouble. God says, I will make the valley of trouble a door of hope. Valley of trouble, door of hope. Are you having trouble? Are you having trouble in your life? Your employment, housing, family, future, career, relationship? Are you having trouble? Here's a good verse for you. God can make the valley of trouble, he can make it into a door of hope. God can make a valley of trouble, Achor, into a door of hope. Do you have trouble? God can show you a door of hope. So we need to pray. Pray. Ask the Lord. Lord, I'm having trouble. Trouble in my family, trouble with my job, trouble with employment, trouble with my finances, trouble with this, that, whatever. Housing, accommodation, relationship. Trouble with myself. Say, Lord, open a door of hope. Take that verse. God can make a valley of trouble into a door of hope. Amen. God is hopeful. All right, so he can do it. Amen. Right? Okay, then, okay, how's God going to do that? He's going to do that by sending his son. It's implied in Hosea. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to serve, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. All right, where's Jesus? When you read the prophets, you got to say, where's Jesus? I got it for you. Okay, Hosea chapter 11. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Okay, Hosea chapter 11. There's Jesus. Okay, Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son. You say, Nigel, that's not Jesus. I don't see Jesus there. You right? On the surface, yes. It's a review of history. Hosea's saying, you know, look back. Moses, Pharaoh, Exodus, remember that stuff? God brought Israel, rescued them from Egypt. He calls them his child. Moses said to Pharaoh, God says, let my people go. God says to Pharaoh, Israel is my son, the nation. They're my son. Let my son go. If you don't let my son go, watch out. Okay. When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son. That was a good beginning. The more they were called Israel, the more they went away. Good start, bad continuation, trouble. Okay, go. Okay, Israel failed. God sent Jesus to do what Israel should have done. God sent Jesus to do for Israel to succeed where Israel failed. God sent Jesus to replay, redo, revisit the path of Israel so he could succeed where Israel failed. This is God rescuing the failed rescue mission. Yes, that was Israel's history. They got it wrong. Jesus is going to come. He's going to redo Israel's history, Israel's path, and he's going to get it right. He's going to succeed where they failed. So you go to Matthew Matthew chapter 2, it says, right after Jesus was born, the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, Joseph and Mary. The angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and told Joseph, rise. Rise up, Joseph. Take the child, that's the baby Jesus, and his mother Mary, and flee to Egypt. From Bethlehem, go down to Egypt. Joseph rose and took the child and the mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord spoke by the prophet. Who's the prophet? Hosea. Jesus, Joseph took Mary and Jesus down to Egypt. They stayed there and came out of Egypt. Why? To fulfill what the Lord said through the prophet Hosea. Out of Egypt I called my son. You get it? Jesus is redoing the history of Israel. They did it. Israel did it and failed. Jesus is going to do it, and he does it and succeeds. He's there. The rescue mission failed. Jesus redoes for Israel what Israel couldn't do for themselves. He goes down to Egypt, comes back again. Israel came out of Egypt. They were tested in the wilderness 40 years, and they failed the test. Jesus went to the wilderness for 40 days and was tested. 40 days. Why? Because it was 40 years. Israel was tested in the wilderness 40 years and failed. Jesus went to the wilderness for 40 days. Same kind of temptation. You know, why was Jesus tempted about food? That was what the problem with Israel. They had trouble with food. Complaining. Jesus was tested by food, about food, and he succeeded. Jesus does succeeds where Israel fails. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Jesus is here. Right? He's here. Where is he? Chapter 11, verse 1. Where is he? Chapter 6, verse 2. Let's go to chapter 6. Okay. There he is. Okay. Come now. This is back up to chapter 6 of Hosea. Come now, let us read. Hosea says, let's return to the Lord. He has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down. He will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up. On the third day, not the second, not the fourth. On the third day, he will raise us up. Resurrection. That we may live before him. Yes, it's spoken to, Hosea spoke to Israel. Israel, come back to the Lord. Yes, he's disciplined us. He struck us. He's wounded us. He'll heal us. 2 days he will revive us. Third day he will raise us up. Resurrection on the third day. How's that going to happen? How is that going to happen? It's not going to happen to Israel. It's going to happen to Jesus. Right? Jesus does for Israel what they cannot do for themselves. Right? So Jesus came. He was torn. He was wounded for sinners, for all our sin, and for Israel. He did for Israel what they couldn't do for themselves, so he could be raised up. So Israel could be raised up. Amen. And we can be raised up. Amen. See, Jesus is the rescue of the rescue mission. Jesus is the Savior of Israel, and he's the Savior of mankind, of you and me. Praise the Lord. On the third day. Right? But what? You need a, you know, Jesus did all that. So in these verses, let's just go to the next. God reverses everything. The next set of verses. Right, okay. Look at all these, I will. God is doing it. You're not doing it. He's doing it for you. On that day, declares the Lord, you will no longer, you'll call me my husband, not my Baal. I will remove the names of Baals from your mouth. They will remember them all. I will make for them a covenant on that day with the beasts, with the birds, with the creeping things. I'll abolish the bow and war from the land. You'll have safety. I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth. Betroth means engage you, marry you, covenant with you, and have relationship with you. I will betroth you, marry you to me forever. I will betroth you to me in righteousness, in justice, in steadfast love, in mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness. And you will know the Lord. God is going to do all that. And God is going to bring those things which Israel and we don't have. We don't have righteousness, justice. We don't have steadfast love, loving kindness. And we don't have mercy. We don't have compassion. And we don't have faithfulness. But God is going to come and he's going to bring all those things. Righteousness to you, justice to you, compassion to you, mercy to you, faithfulness to you. Amen. This is our God. You like it? Amen. I like it. You love it? Amen. I love it. Do you receive it? Yes. You got to receive it. God says, I will. You got to say, at the marriage, do you, Mary, take this John to be your way? I do. Do you, John, take... I do. You got to say the I do. Right? The same. You want relationship with Jesus? You got to respond. You want to receive what God has done and is doing? You got to respond. So there's a step called individual response, right? And, okay, in case you're wondering, this is not just for Israel. This is for you, for me, the non-Jews, the Gentiles, the nations, whatever you want, the ethnics, whatever you want to call yourself, including me. Okay, there's a verse, right? Next verse is in Romans, right? Okay, look, Paul uses this. He uses Hosea. Vessels of mercy. Who's that? Even us, whom God has called, not from the Jews only. God wants vessels, not from Jews only, not just Israel, also from non-Jews, right? Us, also from the Gentiles. As he says in Hosea, those who are not my people, I will call my people, right? Her who is not loved, not beloved, no mercy, I will call loved, mercy, compassion, right? And in the very place where it was said to them, you are not my people, they will be called sons of the living God. Amen. That's not just Jews, right? Actually, when God told Israel, you're not my people, they're pretty much the same as Gentiles. Gentiles aren't God's people to start with. When God denies Israel, they're in the same, roughly the same boat. They're also not my people. But this God has mercy, right? He does things for us, right? He comes to us. He died for us, took our sins, solved our problems, brought in righteousness, justice, loving kindness, faithfulness, and the faithfulness of God. He does this and offers this to you. God is calling not just Jews, also us. Us. You and me. Amen. Right? We were not his people, but he wants to make us his people. Right? We were not qualified, but he makes us qualified. That's you. That's me. Amen. I like it. You'll be called sons of the living God. So the end result of all this is, yes, there was Israel, God's rescue mission. They need to be saved. And we need to be saved too. And in the end, God saves Israel and God saves us and God brings us all together. Right? Amen. So God has one people. I have this. I still have this. Let me show you. The one people of God. Amen. God has one people. One people. From the, yes, God, the Old Testament, Israel, God was gaining a people. Abram, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, etc., etc. All the prophets, Amos, Hosea, Micah, etc., etc. God was gaining all those people by faith. They responded to God. right? What God showed them, said to them, promised to them. They become the people of God. Today, God has done what he promised through Jesus Christ. We respond to him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes, whoever believes, believes, receives, you become a child of God. God will say, that's my people. You're my people. I'm your God. I have mercy. Amen. Right? Then what? You become part of the people of God. The same people, including Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all those folks. We're in the one people of God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Because we have a great God. We have a great God. So where are you? Let me ask you, where are you? Where are you in Hosea? Where are you in Hosea? Are you in the first part of Hosea 1? Not my people. Are you in the last part of Hosea 1? 1:10. I will say, my people. Amen. He will say, you are my God. God says, that's my people. They say, you're my God. Amen. Right? That's where we are. Brothers and sisters, I'm in the last part of Hosea 1. God has, get rid of the not, get rid of the no. God has mercy. Amen? Amen. Get rid of the not my people. We are his people. He has mercy. We are his people. He is our God. Amen. That's why we sing out, lift your voice and cry out. I won't sing. But we have a great God. We have a great God. He, right? This is not, you know, it's not a last minute thing. God planned it. God worked it out. And we're here today as part of the people of God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Lord, we thank you today. You're a God who did everything. What we could not do, you did. Where we failed, thank you, Lord, you came, you succeeded, you paid the price, paid the debt, satisfied God, brought in righteousness, mercy, compassion, faithfulness, life, all the things we needed. Thank you, you made them available through your Son. Thank you, he's our Savior. He's the Savior of Israel. He's our Savior. So today, God, we say, you're our God. We're your people. We're your sons. We're your daughters. Thank you, God. Bless us this week. May we live in this realization. We belong to you. May we glorify you, express you here in Toronto in this coming week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to finish there. We have material in the back. We have groups during the week if you want to avail yourself. Thank you. We'll see you next week.